Tonight, January 22, 2024, the meditation Be Conscious of Consciousness is supposed to take place. But before the meditation starts, Sat says,
you know, this meditation we've done, it Be Conscious of Consciousness. I just want us to do it differently. Be really conscious of it. Every word that we hear, and we check inside of ourselves to see if it tallies with what's going on with us. Let's really, not to get passive and lazy about this meditation, but to really listen completely and gaze completely. And then we come and do our sharing after that, because this really is a very powerful meditation. Let's get ourselves ready by deep and kind and gentle breathing.
After meditation takes place.
Anybody would like to share about their meditation?
It was very interesting. After the beginning of the meditation, when the thought was being conscious of consciousness, my mind blanked out. Then I noticed two things, my breathing and then next the pulse that kept beating in my body, one after another. They were not together, the breath and then the pulse, the breath and then the pulse, for a few minutes. Then the conversation turned into being a doctor or this or that, and then the minute the mind just went that way, I kept the breathing. I could tell the pulse I lost. I tried to get it back towards the end when the music and everything started, but it just never really came back the way it was towards the beginning of the meditation.
Very interesting.
In this meditation tonight, I, more than before, really felt the burden of the roles. The body is formed, the heaviness is felt. I really felt that. To the point where it was very hard to leave the light, weightless feeling of consciousness, being conscious of itself, to look at those roles. You had said something to me earlier today, Sat. I was talking to you about Mastam and the soccer team, and you said, I hope that happens if it's the best thing for him. And I was thinking, like, I know we're not supposed to say I want, but I want to be in that open space where there's room for just what's the best, not for the idea that I have as a mother of what's good. And tonight, and I was trying to think, How do you feel that? Like, how do you get there? And tonight, with the consciousness, being conscious of itself, I understood that that is where there is no idea of what's good and bad, because the role carries those. The entity carries those.
The very first time we did this meditation a couple of years ago, something happened in me, and then it didn't happen. And tonight, when you said to really concentrate on every word and take it in,
when everything that gets dropped with this, one by one by one by one. What experiences that consciousness, being conscious of itself?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You tell me. Did you drop him all?
Yeah.
And then what happened? That's who you are. It's strange that you guys, not all of you, realize that tonight, through this meditation, you are a very rare soul that you actually went to the source of yourself, even momentarily. People don't get a chance to have that because they are the character, they are the entities. But even if you lose it, like you were saying, it doesn't matter. Now you know the quality of the entities, and you know the infiniteness and unboundedness of that which just exists. This is going back to a newborn.
So it's just experiencing itself, then.
It's not even an experience. You can all say that it was just, there was no separation with that. Just the junk went away. It wasn't like you discovered yourself. You only discovered what you are not.
When you said now go back to your roles after, I mean, it was after the consciousness being conscious of itself, it was so unnatural to pick up those roles that why would I do that? I mean, I didn't talk to myself, but I had some kind of resistance, but I wanted to really experience that, so I did it. And the second thing that you said, that now look at those entities from that source. It felt so good to just be aware of this, but not being with
of it.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do this meditation enough times with every word that is being said, very conscious, very alert. Then in the daytime, we know exactly when we are going to the entities and where the discomfort happens. That's the importance of this meditation. I did it once before this morning, before she sent it to me. Because it is like a injection of the truth.
This meditation was what got me through when I was having a crisis for my mom.
Yeah.
Really, this meditation and I were not separate during that time.
Yeah.
And Sajjan, this meditation is very special to me. This is my go-to meditation. I go to it quite frequently, and every time there's a new experience. Tonight was different. From the very beginning, my whole body was trembling. Like, every part of me was just shaking. And then I just kept holding on to this, and I felt like it just opened, like, and sometimes I feel opening, but it's like, why? Why? woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to describe it, but it's... It was like the rest of me was like, it's, you know, when this snake just sheds its skin, it's just dead and done with.
Yeah.
It's, that's how it felt.
This is exactly why I keep saying, be conscious when you meditate, when it's guided meditation, that is, be conscious. And even when you're doing your silent meditation without being guided, if you're conscious, you become conscious of your conscious voice. You see, that's the importance of being conscious and alert with every word, with every experience. It opens up to that infinite. To pick up a role of asking you how was your meditation, it was really interesting because I decided to play that role, but I knew very strongly that it's just a play of Maya role. So that becomes the art of living, where you go through life and you say, yeah, I see that entity playing this game, and good job. You're doing good.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. It was a special... This is another thing I was going to say. You know, that consciousness that we felt, we actually felt the totality of consciousness of the whole creation. Because a drop of water from ocean has the same thing as the whole ocean. This is what I was going to say. It's not little. You really, when we go to that place, we have gone to the base of the whole thing, the whole creation. It's big.